We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Micham Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Ketzad Mevatla, how does a non-Jew nullify the Avodah Zarah? Here, specifically speaking about the Asherah Jew. We know that a non-Jew has the ability to nullify the Avodah Zarah and becomes Mutar Bahanah. This is based on the pasuk that Rambam explains, Pisilei Elohehem Tisrafun Bo'esh. Only when their idols are Elohehem, they consider them their gods with some type of power. Do we consider that Avodah Zarah? But if they nullify them, so then they're Mutar Bahanah. So the Mishnah wants to know what actions are considered, what behavior with the actions towards the tree is considered nullification of the tree. And the basic premise of the Mishnah is if the non-Jew is using the tree, taking the wood off for his own purpose and not to beautify the tree, to stimulate its growth, etc., so then that's considered a nullification. Ketzad mevatla kirsim v'zeireid. Let's say the non-Jew took off some of the wood chips from the tree. In this case, kirsim, we assume that he's pruning it, but pruning doesn't mean here that he's pruning it to stimulate its growth. Here it means that he's removing some of the dead wood from the Asherah, tree, for his own purpose. He's going to use it as firewood. Or vizere, he trimmed the tree, took off some of the moist branches, but once again, for his own purpose. Natalmi mena makelo shavit. If he took off a stick or a rod from the tree, a branch, for the purposes of using it as a stick. Afilu ale. Even if he took off a leaf for his own purpose, Arezo Betela, these actions are considered bitul. He's nullified the Avodah Zarah, the Asherah tree, and it becomes Mutar Bahanah. Shifa Yalitzar Ka Asura. But if he shaved off some of the wood chips from the tree to beautify the tree itself, so then the tree remains prohibited. That's because obviously here it's not, the whole purpose of removing the wood is not to use the wood itself, but to enhance the tree, the growth of the tree, the beauty of the tree, and therefore that's going to be prohibited. So once again, Shfaya Litzarka is going to be Asura, but Shalo Litzarka, but if it's not for the purposes of beautifying the tree, but it's for himself, he took off some of the wood chips for his own purpose, so then Mu Teres. We begin the fourth parak, a little bit of an introduction. We're going to be speaking about a specific Avodah Zarah that was known as Marculus. What is Marculus? So Marculus is the name really refers to the Roman deity known as Mercury or Mercurius. What we did, or the Chachamim did, according to many Rishonim, is they took the name Marculus. It sounds a little bit like Mercury, but the word Mar means the opposite. And kulis, we know that word from davening, lekales, kuf, lamed, samach, means to praise. So kulis is to praise, markulis means the opposite of praising. So this is a derogatory term for this deity. And the way it was structured was where there were three stones, two on the bottom and one on top. And this is what, over the Avodah Zarah, it was represented as this pile of stones, at least one stone on top of two. And how would they worship it? They would throw stones at it. People who passed by on the road, they had many of these on the road. So how would you worship it? You take a stone and you throw it toward at this idol, so to speak, this structure of one stone on top of two. And then, in fact, the stones that you throw at it become objects of worship themselves. So just the stones are just adding adding to this mound of stones. And this is how people would worship the Marculus. We say in general, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that there are universal ways to worship idols, which bowing and sacrificing incense, etc. But certain idols had a specific mode of worship, and therefore, additionally, this would be considered a problem. And Marculus is one of them, where we would be throwing stones. That was the mode of worship. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, let's say you see a Marculus, you see one stone on top of two on the road, you're assuming that that's Avodah Zarah, so of course you wouldn't get any Hanah from those stones. And if there were stones right next to it that were thrown at it, so you could, those are also objects of worship, which are Avodah Zarah, you can't get benefit from that. But let's say you find stones that are off to the side. Should I assume that those fell from the heap of stones of Marculus? Could I assume that they're permitted? So that's the discussion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shalosh Avonim, Zo Bitzad Marculus, asturos ushtaim utaros. If the three stones that you find and the configuration is like the regular markulus, which is you have one on top of two. So they Rabbi Ishmael is coming, doesn't need to tell me if it's one on top of two, so that certainly is going to be prohibited. But he says shalosh avam zo bitzadzo, one next to the other. So if it's not the configuration of Markulis, and it's not right next to Markulis, what do we have to worry about? So it could be that that these stones, maybe this was a smaller Markulis, that, and this seems to be a minhag that they had, that the Avodah Zarah would construct a smaller Markulis near a larger one, and this didn't necessarily have to be the one on top of two. They would make heap these up and structure these in different configurations. So maybe I have to worry. If I see three stones next to one another, I have to be worried. Maybe that's a smaller Markulis next to the other one, next to the larger one. So this is Rabbi Ishmael telling us. If you have three stones, zubitzad on the side of the Markulis. Now, if they were stones that you could tell fell off the original Markulis, that's certainly a problem with Asur Bahana. Here, they're too far away to have fallen off the original Markulis, but maybe these are stones where someone made a smaller idol next to that, and therefore we have to be concerned. That is Rabbi Ishmael, but it's only three stones. Shtayim, he says, mutaros. If only two stones are found next to it, so then I don't have to be concerned, because only two stones, they certainly don't make, even if the configuration of this smaller Markulis even if it's not going to be one on top of two, at least it involves three stones at least. And if it's only two stones, we don't have to worry about that. V'chachamim omrim, sheniros imo asuros, v'sheniros imo mutaros. So the chachamim know, you have stones that appear to be with the Markulis itself, those are going to be forbidden, but those who do not, that are not, you don't have to worry. What does that mean? Chacham don't believe that people had this minug, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to make a smaller Markulis idol near the larger one. So the only thing I have to worry about is maybe these stones that are next to it came from the Markulis itself. If that's true, they would be also Bahana. So what does it mean that they're Nirosimo or not Nirosimo? So Rashi understands it. Different opinions. We'll discuss Rashi's explanation in the Gemara. He claims that any time you have a stone that's within four amos, and it's not blocked by anything, four amos of the original Markulis of that mound, so that has to, then we have to be worried that those stones fell from that mound. So that is when we speak about Niros or a Niros. So what does it mean that they're Niros versus a Niros? So the way to understand this is like this. If you have a stone that's within four amos of the original Markulis, and it's not blocked by anything, so then everyone agrees. Even all Tanaim in the Mishnah would agree that those are going to be prohibited. They are the Chachamim, Rabbi Ishmael. Why? Because we assume they fell from the Markulis. They're number one within four amos, and number two, you can see them from the. Your view is not blocked from the Markulis to those stones. Where do Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim argue? Where you have three stones that are within Dalet Amos, but they're being blocked by something. And if that's so, then you can assume that if it's being blocked by something, so then they probably didn't fall from that Markulis. They didn't fall from that structure, from that Avodah Zarah, because they would have been blocked. They never would have made it here because there's some other stone or structure, whatever, that's blocking it. So why should they be also? According to the Chachamim, since they're not Niros Imo, they're going to be Mitaros. Although they may be within four amos, they're being blocked, you can't see them, so they're going to be mutter. What Rabbi Ishmael, because they didn't fall, obviously, from the original Markulis, but according to Rabbi Ishmael, who says that it was this minhag that they made these smaller ones, so then we have to be concerned that maybe they make this smaller Markulis, and that's where Rabbi Ishmael is going to be strict in such a case. Assuming there are three stones, we have to be worried, even if they're blocked, even though there's an obstruction there between the original Malchus and where these three stones are found, as long as there are three stones and not two.